Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
First to our opinion and commentary segment. On Friday, we aired a roundtable about the Guthrie Theater play Disgraced. It's been staged in many theaters around the country. It's won a Pulitzer Prize. We invited the director and two guests who watched it as audience members who had nothing to do with the play itself or the post-play discussion. Here's a bit of what we said.
Everybody will see the play through their own lens and through their own experience, and not one person is seeing the same thing.
That is the director of the play. Naima Khan heard the discussion and wrote to tell me she thought someone from the Islamic Resource Group should have been included. She's a board member and speaker for the IRG. She's been part of some of the post-show discussions at the Guthrie, and she joins me today from St. Paul. Naima, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Carrie.
What did we miss in the roundtable that you think we should have discussed?
Yeah, absolutely. So the play seems to be projecting an unfair projection of what it means to be Muslim in America. And it seems like it is actually pushing people further down into their fears. And maybe it's doing so to help them face the fear so that they can get out of that place of being stuck in fear. But I think it lends to kind of this distorted image of what it means to be American Muslim.
And do you believe that that happens through much of the play, or are you speaking perhaps of the last 20 minutes or so of the play? And I know I have to be careful here. I don't want to ruin the experience for playgoers,
sure.
But I think you know what I'm referring to.
Yeah, no, I think it is definitely throughout the play. I think that the play portrays two extreme kind of stereotypes of what it means to be a Muslim. So you have one character, the character of Amir, on one hand, who is kind of portraying the liberal, quote unquote, extreme, right, of maybe a Muslim who does not identify with the religion at all anymore, which is a fair choice that he can make. And then on the other side, you have this character who's portrayed in Abe, who gets, you know, kind of brainwashed and has, you know, extreme views. And so what I find striking is that there's no representation of, you know, kind of what we could consider an average Muslim American context, where you have folks who are not trying to push away or hide aspects of their identity, but are really trying to figure out how to uphold the ways that they can be Muslim while, you know, having the full protection of the laws and the, you know, the great protections that the Constitution fortunately affords us in terms of expressing our religious freedom.
Naima, I just want to say this before we get too far away from the stereotypes. You know, I saw the play presenting it very intentionally stereotypes, but I also saw it working hard against those stereotypes to say to the audience member, what you think you know about that stereotype isn't true. And here's a character who encompasses a lot more than, you know, as we learn more and more about the context of that character, we learn that our knee-jerk kind of perception of, oh, that's what it means to be that, is mm-hmm. challenged. You saw that, didn't you?
Yes, that's absolutely fair. And I should point out that it seems like the louder voices in the play, to also be fair, are the ones that reinforce the stereotypical, you know, kind of beliefs that people tend to hold. And so it's not so much that there isn't a countervailing kind of message. It's, mm-hmm. it's more so that message is very quiet compared to the characters that the audience mainly empathizes with. And so, you know, with Amir's character, it's just, it's inevitable that the audience will empathize with this character a lot. And I don't want to give away too much of the play for folks that are still wanting to see it, but I think his character still does kind of revert back to some pretty problematic stereotypes in terms of pride and vengeance and some of these themes that, you know, people perhaps attribute to Islam in the Muslim community. But, you know, it's dangerous to think that regardless of how much Muslim folks seem to have to be integrated into society, that they still have this kind of inherent characteristic within them that the play suggests. So I think that's one thing to be cautious of in kind of consuming the content of the play.
Naima Khan is with us, if you've tuned in. She is a board member of the Islamic Resource Group and a speaker for the IRG. And we're talking to her about a roundtable conversation we had about the play Disgraced being staged at the Guthrie Theater. We had the director and then two guests who went to the play, as I did, as just audience members, were not involved with the play production or the post-play conversations, of which there have been many. And when then we brought our perceptions back to the roundtable and had a discussion, and I heard from Naima saying, hey, I think you missed some important elements of this. And so we're talking with her this morning in our opinion and commentary segment. You've been present. You've led and been present for a number of these post-play
yes.
discussions. Yeah. Tell me a bit about what comes up that has been illuminating to you.
Yeah, I think that there are a wide range of things that come up. The play brings up so many complex themes and issues that I feel like the overwhelming sense that I get from people after the play has ended is that they're just trying to process things. And I share with them in that feeling, just having seen the play myself. I remember being there. And so I think as much as it's about, you know, kind of discussing main themes or things that might be impacting the Muslim community, it's also about just helping the audience try and understand and make sense of what they just saw. And so people pick up on all kinds of themes ranging from just the divisiveness of the play and some of the us versus them elements that kind of tend to come out. And then, you know, there are other folks who reflect on just what it means to have characters who are so full of you know, their own kind of tragic stories in a sense. And there's a lot of talk about just kind of the current, you know, political climate, about democracy. I find that people have, you know, all sorts of thoughts as they're processing the play. So it's really helpful for me to just get a sense of what folks are thinking of as well.
You know, you've touched on something that I think you heard in our roundtable conversation, which is the playwright wrote this in the, you know, the more recent years after 9/11. The context of that has changed a lot. I think the play remains surprisingly relevant to the kind of world political discussion, international framework that we're living in today. Do you?
Yeah, I think that it is an interesting attempt to kind of deal with what it means to be American Muslim. And so that was one of the elements, Carrie, as you might know, that I was pushing back on in terms of the roundtable discussion, was that there seemed to be this pause in the discussion when folks were talking about how the play is kind of really exploring what it means to be American Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it does that, you know, as I mentioned before, in a very simplistic way, where it's relying on, you know, kind of the extremes of the stereotypes of Muslim people. And so so in that sense, I think that it's, you know, it brings up relevant issues in the sense that it speaks to some of the fears that people still might hold about the Muslim community ever since 9/11 happened. But I'm not sure that it helps us enter into a more nuanced conversation where, you know, we're trying to understand the lives of American Muslims who have successfully navigated their Muslim identity and are, you know, trying to figure out how organizations or structures that haven't been set up to accommodate for a faith practice can be, you know, can be more accommodative, right? So I think that it definitely, you know, points to the fears that folks have and the discussions that need to be have, but I'm not sure it sets us up for the best type of discussion around it, if that makes sense.
It does, and I'm really glad you were listening to the conversation on Friday and that you were game to talk about it with me today. And I hope you'll join me for a roundtable sometime. Not on this topic, on some different topic. Would you be game to do that?
Yes, absolutely. That would be great. I really appreciate the opportunity today.
Actually, so we'll follow through with that, and I'll meet you in person soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Naima Khan is a board member and a speaker for the Islamic Resource Group here in the Twin Cities, and she was giving us some thoughts, some commentary and opinion on our discussion Friday for the Friday Roundtable about the Guthrie play Disgraced.